Some observers say the Republican Party is being torn apart now by the debate over whether to more aggressively promote COVID vaccines. The debate is pitting those alarmed by the virus's resurgence against a group that spent months sowing doubt and fear about the immunization push. Listen to conservative Alabama Governor Kay Ivey speaking in Birmingham. It sounds like she's had enough of anti-vaxxers.
Folks supposed to have common sense, but it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down. These folks are choosing a horrible lifestyle of self-inflicted pain. You know, we've got to get folks to take the shot. It's their job to take care of themselves and us as well.
Joining us live on Skype, ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, the governor may have used some of the strongest language yet, blame the unvaccinated. What's going on here?
Yeah, there's a real shift in tone that we've seen from some prominent Republicans just in the last few days. The realization that this truly is now a pandemic among the unvaccinated, and that the Republicans are far less likely to have received a vaccination than Democrats or independents. There are political overtones. We've seen this bubble up on conservative media for months and months. For the most part, Republican elected officials have stayed on the sidelines. Some have actually been promoting some skeptical views around it, including conspiracy theories around it. But now we're seeing some more mainstream conservative Republicans say, enough, start to listen. This is the right thing to do, and it's the right thing to do for you, your family, and your neighbors.
What about a big clash still in the party, though, with some people saying they value individual liberty more than anything else?
Well, that becomes the rub, because when you get down to the kind of numbers we have of unvaccinated individuals, questions about mandates, about requirements, about how government can spread the word. There's a lot of paranoia out there, frankly, over the idea that the government would keep lists or go door to door. None of those things are happening. But in terms of private employers, in terms of even state and federal governments, what kind of requirements they put out there, what kind of proof you need to provide, all of that becomes the real world example. Because yes, conservatives in particular want to value individual liberty, but this is the kind of situation where the liberties that you choose to take have a real impact on your neighbors or your children who aren't eligible for a vaccination yet. It's not enough to just say you do what you want. What you do has a real impact on everyone around you.
But you know, Rick, the big question is, could this all make a difference and convincing people to get the vaccines?
I'll tell you, anything that can possibly convince people might help. We've seen the numbers go up a little bit in recent days, and it may be that it's because they see people are seeing now the tangible example of non-vaccinated individuals getting sick or dying. So there's only so much the government can do. I think the frustration in the Biden White House has been the people that are unvaccinated now are the least likely to listen to people like President Biden or Anthony Fauci, frankly. So if they have prominent conservatives saying that as well, maybe it helps, but it's very difficult. We're at a point now where we know what vaccinations can mean, and we also know that people are pretty set in their ways.
Finally, Rick, what could it mean politically for President Biden, even if it's not at all his fault, if our country has to mask up again in large numbers?
I tell you, I don't think this country is primed to do that again, to backslide. I think if you hear the White House, they're doing everything they can to say that that's not the case right now. The emphasis is on vaccinations, but the idea of another shutdown, the idea of masks, this White House, this president has always said he will follow the science, but that is someplace he knows this country does not want to go.
All right, ABC News political director Rick Klein live on Skype for us. Rick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks.